Stop 3, Lincoln Highway Gazebo. This is stop number 3 of our tour. This gazebo was installed in 2009 to commemorate the Geneva section of the Lincoln Highway. Before federal funding existed to build public roads, Carl Fisher led the way to create a national road system. Fisher was the founder of the Indianapolis Speedway, owner of the Prestolite Headlight Company, and later the creator of the Dixie Highway. He proposed the Coast-to-Coast Rock Highway. In the early 1900s, dirt roads led from one town to the next, and few people could give directions beyond their own town. Fisher wanted to improve automobile traffic and approached the blossoming automobile industry for support and funding for his highway. The Lincoln Highway Association's inaugural meeting was held on July 1, 1913, 1 year after Geneva City Hall was built. Henry Joy, president of Packard Motor Car, was elected the association president and suggested that the road be dedicated to Abraham Lincoln. In the first year of the association, they identified a cross-country route connecting existing roads and labeled them as part of the Lincoln Highway. In Geneva, the route was originally located along First Street and then traveled westward along State Street, or Route 38. The official route was redirected to South 3rd Street in 1919. It changed because of the dangerous train and car traffic that converged near the railroad viaduct on South 1st Street. Moving the route to 3rd Street lessened the threat of accidents. Geneva played an important role in connecting the cities of the Fox Valley to Lincoln Highway motorists from Elgin, Aurora, and Chicago. Geneva business people were eager to cater to the motoring public. Many commercial buildings in downtown were built in the 1920s, and the Geneva of the 1930s offered over a dozen service stations and garages. First-class accommodations were available at the Hotel Geneva, located at 3rd and State Streets. Establishments serving food and refreshments, such as the Geneva Cafe and Lincoln Cafe, were opened to take advantage of these new cross-country travelers. Geneva offered well-lit, paved streets for safe driving, a motorcycle policeman, and a stop-and-go light to handle traffic. With the Lincoln Highway development, the city paved State Street and 3rd Street, and some of the original paving bricks are still located underneath the existing concrete. Press pause here to stop and read the interpretive panels in the gazebo. When you're ready, head out of the gazebo, take a left, and follow the sidewalk north to the corner of West State Street and First Street.